Read Essex Police and Fire Emergencies. This week's roundup of emergency calls starts off with a summary of the calls themselves. Essex Police say only a fifth of 999 calls made last year were immediate emergency responses. New data from the National Site for Policing in the UK records an average response time of 13.46 seconds for county emergencies. It said, "We are committed to answering all calls as quickly as possible, but we need the public's help. On average, only 20% of all 999 calls made to us last year required an immediate emergency response, and we encourage the public to only call 999 if they need to report a genuine emergency. Our contact centre operators receive just under 900 emergency 999 calls a day on average, and every one of these calls is prioritised based off the threat, harm and risk to the public." People and businesses near Convent Lane, Braintree, were advised to keep windows and doors shut after some 600 tonnes of mixed textiles at a waste disposal site caught alight late on Sunday. Firefighting crews from Braintree, Halstead and Coggeshall attended during the night and through Monday, dealing with hot spots. Watch manager Steve Burns said the cause was being investigated. A man has been arrested following a serious assault in Filch Green, Dunmo, on Saturday evening, which left the victim with injuries to his face. The 41-year-old man is facing possible charges of causing grievous bodily harm with intent. An inquest into the death of a 55-year-old found hanging at his home in Cressing has been opened by Area Coroner for Essex, Michelle Brown. Stephen Butler had been found dead on Monday, April the 8th, with paramedics confirming his death at 8:26 p.m. Mrs. Brown adjourned proceedings, saying, "A provisional cause of death is given as hanging, awaiting toxicology." Muntjac deer was rescued by Essex Police after getting itself stuck in a metal fence railing near Witham. The officers were on their way back from executing a warrant in the town when they pulled over to help the stricken animal. They used specialist entry equipment normally used to open doors to separate the bars of the fence. The distressed creature was released back into the wild. Dog attacks on farm animals are at their lowest level in 5 years, according to latest data released by Essex Police. The figures show out of the 14 Essex Police districts, only Maldon and Braintree had recorded such incidents since 2018. In 2023, two of the three dog attacks on farm animals recorded in Essex took place in Braintree, with one taking place in Maldon. An evening fire in a garage on Thackeray Close, Braintree, was handled by crews from Braintree and Coggeshall. Firefighters arrived to find half the property in flames, but managed to stop it spreading to nearby properties. The cause of the fire has been recorded as accidental or deliberate. Two men robbed a shop in Hatfield Peveril shortly before 8 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 8th. They threatened staff at the Hadfelder Square premises and left with cash, cigarettes and vapes. Detectives have since appealed for witnesses and anyone with information or footage to come forward.